Russia's political relations with Western countries have worsened because of the situation in Ukraine. Some observers are looking to cultural cooperation to help ease tensions. Take the story of Theodore Kerensis, a Greek-born orchestra conductor. He is now leading a group of musicians and singers from around the world in the Ural Mountains of Russia. Their goal is to record the perfect operatic work of the great Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Theodore Kerensis is just 42 years old. He was born in Greece, but is now a Russian citizen. He moved to Russia after leaving Western Europe in the 1990s. Mr. Kerensis formerly worked in the famous opera houses of Moscow and St. Petersburg. But he decided to go to Perm, a city near the Ural Mountains. For many Russians, Perm is best known for its prison camps from the time of the former Soviet Union. Mr. Kerensis says he likes how quiet the area seems compared to big cities.
It's like a monastery. Perm for me is the place that I can isolate myself from the unimportant part of the career and create the most important thing that I can create like an artist.
Mr. Kerensis is busy recording the operas Mozart wrote with the opera librettist and poet Lorenzo de Puente. Sony Classical Records released his orchestra's recording of Nozze di Figaro, or The Marriage of Figaro, in 2014. Many music critics liked what they heard. This year, Sony released Cose Fan Tutte. The third and final recording, Don Giovanni, will be released later this year. Mr. Kerensis says his recordings let people hear Mozart as the composer wanted his works to be heard. He says other recordings have not shown the power of Mozart's works.
What is our mission? To make a music for a restaurant or a bathtub, or to serve the composer? And it's really difficult to achieve these results. And I tell you, in a regular recording, the compromise in one of the first three takes will be, oh, that's fine, we finished.
Last year, singers and musicians from around the world gathered at the Perm Opera House to record Don Giovanni. The recording sessions were sometimes 10, 12, or even 14 hours long. Mr. Kerensis asked German singer Simone Kermes to sing one small part of the opera 50 times. She was not happy about that.
Of course, Mozart is difficult to record, and what Theodore wants, it's like over what human being can do. If you are not a computer, he has no respect of the singer.
Mr. Kerensis' Russian orchestra is called Music Eterna. He chose its members. They are known for their dedication to the music. Afanasy Chupin is the group's first violinist.
Oh, for me it's very simple. I wake up every morning, I come to the theater, and I spend all my life here.
When Mr. Carensis arrived in Perm in 2010, he and the area's governor reached a deal. The governor would support the orchestra if Mr. Carensis would help Perm become well known for its music. But the official was later dismissed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. And now, local officials are threatening to reduce the city's support. They also want to have the power to approve the works to be performed. Last year, the Ministry of Culture even released a policy paper that said Russia is not Europe. Mr. Carensis rejects the policy.
I don't think that there is a country that can exist without the influence of the East and without the influence of the West. This is one world with one electricity.
I'm Bob Doty. Words in this story. Opera, noun, a kind of performance in which actors sing all or most of the words of a play, with music performed by an orchestra. Monastery, noun, a place where religious workers live and work together. Isolate, verb, to put or keep someone or something in a place or situation that is separate from others. Librettist, noun, a person who writes a libretto, the words of an opera or musical. Composer, noun, a person who writes music. Mission, noun, a job that you consider to be a very important duty. Session, noun, a period of time that is used to do a particular activity. Dedication, noun, a feeling of strong support for or loyalty to someone or something. The quality or state of being dedicated to a person, group, or cause.